Sean Gibbon is often characterized as a North Carolinian who became an outstanding Union general. That is inaccurate. Gibbon was born in April 1827 in Philadelphia. His parents then moved to the Tar Heel State, where Gibbon grew up. He attended West Point and graduated higher in the class of 1847 than did classmates A.P. Hill and Ambrose Burnside. Gibbon obtained military experience against the Seminoles and the Mexican. He returned to the military academy and served 5 years as an artillery instructor and quartermaster. His wife was from heavily southern Baltimore, and 3 of his brothers cast their lot with the Confederacy. John Gibbon remained with the Union. No one dare challenge the decision of this lean, sharp-nosed, bearded man whose unmistakable habit was blunt speech. The colonel was chief of artillery under General Irvin McDowell until May 1862, when Gibbon was promoted to brigadier general and given command of a Midwestern infantry brigade. Gibbon was quietly disappointed to leave his cannon and tough regular soldiers for the infantry branch with all of its volunteers. His untested foot soldiers at first thought Gibbon arbitrary, severe, and exacting. The brigadier drilled his men endlessly and worked hard to instill in them a cohesive identity. He succeeded. The 4 Western regiments became as good as any in the Army, and better than most. Gibbon led the unit through the thick of the fighting at 2nd Manassas. On September 14, 1862, his men scaled South Mountain Merlin under fire, and with such determination that General George McClellan praised them for being dauntless as iron. Thereafter, they were the Iron Brigade. Gallant behavior 3 days later at Antietam led to Gibbon's promotion to division command. He was seriously wounded at the Battle of Fredericksburg, but was back on duty the following spring. Conspicuous conduct appeared again at Gettysburg, where Gibbon went down with a bullet in his shoulder. He performed desk work while recuperating. Then he rejoined his old division for General U.S. Grant's 1864 campaign in Virginia. Gibbon was in all the battles from the Wilderness to Petersburg. An officer who saw him in the action at Spotsylvania said, "By the roadside was Gibbon, in a tower of strength he is, cool as a steel knife, always and unmoved by anything and everything." Casualty figures tell of the valor of Gibbon's command. He crossed the Rapidan River in May 1864 with 6,800 men. Within 2 months, the 6,800 men had suffered about 8,000 casualties, more men killed and wounded than the number who began the campaign. Reinforcements had come steadily, of course, but division losses for that period were a staggering 72%. Gibbon reported that troops which at the commencement of the campaign were equal to almost any undertaking became toward the end of it unfit for almost anything. At Appomattox, Gibbon was a major general in charge of the 24th Corps. He was one of the commissioners who received the surrender of Lee's army. After the war, Gibbon reverted back to a colonel of infantry. He conducted a number of offensives against the Indians where he stated, "The fallacy of pursuing the world's finest horsemen with foot soldiers was indelibly illustrated." Gibbon enjoyed telling officers how wrong the story of Joshua at Jericho actually was. Joshua's army and the blowing of horns had nothing to do with the fall of the city. That was the result of a flanking movement and the use of well-placed mortars. At Gibbon's death in Baltimore in 1896, a fellow officer eulogized the old warrior as the most American of Americans, with his up-and-down manner of telling the truth, no matter whom it hurt.